Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and thanks for taking the time to join us tonight. You can probably tell in my voice that I'm laughing. We're just having a fun time as we start the show inside the chat room tonight. Michael is actually entertaining tonight, so he's not producing the chat room, but he is inside there, I guess, kind of keeping his eye on things. Linda is producing the show tonight. I'm so grateful that she is here with us because she's got a major problem. In North Carolina, where Linda lives, you know, there's a hurricane situation down there. So, Linda, hugs and kisses, and thank you so much for being with us inside the chat room and helping me and Michael out as well. And Linda just tells me now that it is showtime, and yes, it is. So, everyone, listen, thanks so much for being with me again. I am Victoria Gaither, television news anchor, reporter, TV host, and many, many, many other things to my name. But we are talking with my really, really good friend, Pam, with Hush Boutique, and she's a regular on the show. She was on here last month, and she is back again today. I do think that I can tell that she is on the line, so we're going to bring her on in a couple of seconds. But some of what we're going to talk about tonight on At Home with Victoria, fall fashion transition pieces, shapewear, which was something that I really wanted her to focus on, as well as she's been traveling extensively and is going to continue to travel with Hush Boutique. I know she's going to be on the road headed to New York. She was in Miami as well as Philadelphia and, you know, her regular events that she has in the Washington, D.C. area. So let's go ahead and get Tam on the phone and start this party so that we can have some fun. Hey, Tam, how are you?
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
Beautiful is very, very, very happy. You know, I'm always so excited whenever you're going to be on. It's like I just get this extra dose of happiness inside of me.
Me too, me too. I was looking forward to it all day, just trying to figure out, oh, my God, is 8 o'clock here yet?
Well, listen, before we kind of start talking about what we actually are supposed to talk about, tell everybody about the television shoot that we did, how exhausted we were when it was over, and how fun it was for you, but also just a really cool learning experience as well.
Well, let me first say, everybody, Victoria has got to be, first of all, the most patient. She's just an awesome news lady. She taught me the ropes in literally about 4 or 5 hours, and I will tell you, I was a rookie in the beginning. I mean, so many bloopers. I was like, oh, man, they are going to just, oh, I know they're going to choke me by the end of the day. But it turned out really, really great, and I had a great time, and I learned so much about just about being on the air, and just she taught me so much in that little bit of time. So it was really awesome for me.
Yeah, it was. And then, like I said with you in private conversations, the thing is that normally when I do a television shoot like that with somebody, I generally try to do only like 2 segments. But everyone, I have to let you know, I completely pushed the envelope with her, and we did, I think it was about four or five segments, and then you did an additional tease for your own Hush Boutique as well. So I have to say she was also patient with me because I worked her like crazy, and we were so hungry. I literally went to my sister's house when the television shoot was over. I don't know how long that Chinese food was in her refrigerator. I ate it, and I literally passed out on the couch and went to sleep.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I went and got me something to eat, and I told Victoria at the end of the day, I said, that was mentally exhausting for me. I'm like, I take my hat off to everybody in the television world because I did not realize that it was such hard work. I was like, you know, you see all the glamour and glitz, and you don't really realize what it takes to really, really put on, just even if it's a 15-minute segment. Mm-hmm. It was amazing to me. It was amazing. But I learned so much, and I'm so thankful for you and Video Hair Magazine for allowing me that opportunity. It was great.
Okay, and I'm glad you mentioned Video Hair Magazine because yes, we have to give hugs and kisses and thank Joe Smith, who's the videographer as well as the producer. He was also patient with us, and he had a great time. And, in fact, the day that Video Hair Magazine aired live on the Internet, he said he is still getting feedback, and also it was seen in 8 other countries, which completely blew my mind. So you're not only a star in the U.S. You're international now, kid, so congratulations to you.
Thank you. That is great.
I know, it is great. Okay, so enough with my little chit-chat. So let's actually talk about what we're supposed to. So I had the opportunity to, because I was there at the boutique when we did some taping, and you were getting a lot of your fall clothing in. So I've had the opportunity to see a few of the pieces. I absolutely adore that long ruffle-type sweater that comes all the way down, you know, to your ankles. So tell us about what you're seeing this fall, what you've got inside the boutique and all that good stuff.
Fall for me is going to be really fun and exciting. I know a lot of my clients are so worried about the fall transitional pieces. You know, as I get my fall collection in, we sort of start out with the softer knits, some of the things that you can really kind of still wear when it's warm, but still wear on those cool nights. So right now we're focusing on some of the fall transitional pieces. And the toughest fashion puzzle out there is to figure out what to wear for that in-between season. So, okay, I'm over it. I have to put up my whites and my linen. So now what? So, you know, three things to remember about your transitional pieces is the color, the fabric, and the timing. The color, you know, you want to go with those basic, you know, your browns and your blacks, just those basic colors. And then what's really fun for me is the fabrics. You want to go, like, with a softer knit, something that's lightweight. So if the sun comes out that day, you won't be burning up versus if it's cool, you know, you're still covered. And then timing, of course, is everything. It just depends on where you live, you know, whether it's that time for that peep toe shoe or whether it's time to, you know, put on a boot. But what's really fun, a really fun transitional look for me is to throw your favorite summer tee along with your jeans and then just throw a blazer on with it with some chunky jewelry, and then, you know, you've made your favorite summer outfit into fall. So it works. It works.
Like
it works for the September and October months.
Now, we do have a question inside the chat room. Our producer, Linda, is asking this question. And when you had mentioned the word white and linens, I was completely thinking the same thing. So everybody, Tam's always different on this crazy subject about no white after Labor Day, blah, blah, blah. So what are your thoughts on it? Because I love still being able to wear my white jeans also in the fall and the winter with a really cool sweater. So what are your thoughts on it?
I think it's really daring, but I think that you have to be really fashion forward to pull it off. I think that if you're conservative, stay with the rule and you know, don't do it after the holiday. But if you're really fashion forward, then go ahead and try it, because it's all about your style. It's all about your confidence. It's all about what you can pull off. Not, you know, sometimes you can see somebody walking down the street and you're like, oh, okay, only she could pull that off. So it just depends on your confidence level and, you know, what you're willing to try. But one thing is this, if you're scared of the white, the crispy whites, then always go with, like, the softer ivory colors, and that'll work too. So, yeah, but definitely no linen, though. No linen. You'll be cold. You'll freeze.
Yeah. No, definitely I agree with you on that linen. But, you know, something that I just recently purchased because I've needed a couple of new pair of jeans was actually this sort of winter white jeans. And they have more of, I would kind of say, more of sort of a cream-based color to them than they did actual that stark white that you're talking about. And when I got the jeans, I remember thinking that it's going to look so nice with the browns and the kind of tan sweaters and things that I already have inside my closet. So I would also say too, Linda, when she asked the question about no white after Labor Day, you know, if you don't want to do the white, then, you know, try that winter white, because if somebody always comes out with a winter white during the season as well.
Yeah, and I would say, Linda, too, also, the winter whites and the transitional colors, those are timeless and they'll last forever, and you won't have to worry about, you know, whether people are looking at you funny or whether, should I have worn this today? You know, I always go with the rule, if you look in the mirror and you're second-guessing yourself, then take it off. You know, you want to look in the mirror and say, this is it. This is it today, and I'm confident, and I'm pretty, and I'm ready for the day.
Right. I like that. So did you guys hear that? So Tam says, if you look in the mirror and for a quick second you even second guess yourself, then just go ahead and take it off, because if you've got to think about it that long, then obviously it may not be a good idea. You know, something now that I'm thinking about this while we're talking about this before I forget, I just happened to be watching one of those, you know, kind of talk shows or whatever, and they were talking about all the different types of jeans that are coming out now with the acid wash and the holes in the knee and the sort of jeans that's got the seaming in the knees and sort of the knockoff of like a motorcycle pants. And there was a young lady who asked a question and said that, you know, this looks great on all the celebrities when they pair it with their booties and their cool, like, jackets and stuff. And she was saying, how can, you know, sort of everyday women who want to look fabulous, you know, interpret that for themselves? Because I, too, was kind of leery about some of those acid wash jeans, because some of them look like the jeans that we used to wear in the 80s, but obviously the cut of them is different because they don't look like the mommy jeans back then. So what are your thoughts are about all these new kind of jeans coming out that's got all the different layers and textures to them?
I think the distressed jeans are my favorite because they're not too far to the left, not too far to the right. It's just in the middle, and you know, they're comfortable, and they're the ones that they have, like, just a small amount of rips and just kind of look distressed a little bit, like they've been washed several times. Those are really fun because then you don't have to worry about, you know, the celebrities, they always push it to the edge, and that's not an everyday look for us. So I think the more everyday look for us would be the distressed jeans and the jeggings. You know, you can do it, but not too much. I would say something that looks like runway just is not the real way. So,
I like that. Where are you coming up with these one-liners tonight on the show?
I know. I told you I'm getting good, Victoria. You're teaching me well.
I see. And you know what? Before we move on to the next subject, I'm about to rock the world with this one. So, everyone, just to let you know, Tam almost had all of my fans, including me, boycott. What is it? Forever? Not Forever. Is it Forever 21?
Yeah, Forever 21.
Yeah. So what happened? I've got to put the story in there. We have plenty of time. So what happened was I was in the mall and I saw this really cute bracelet. And I love going to Forever 21 because they've got, you know, the really cheap accessories and it's trendy. You're not going to spend a lot of money and feel bad. And you can also look fabulous. So I saw this really, really nice bracelet. So I get the bracelet. Then all of a sudden, about 2 days after, I'm watching television, flipping the channels, I see the exact same bracelet on HSN, the Home Shopping Network. I'm telling you, Tam, exact same one. It was something like $78, close to $80. So then, of course, I post that on Facebook saying, man, you know, I guess they buy from the same manufacturers and this and that. So Tam brings to my attention this whole thing about Forever 21 and how a lot of the top fashion designers, you know, not only in the U.S. but around the world, you know, really a little bit skeptical of them because basically, you know, they knock off their original designs and sell it to, you know, your average people for a great price. So I just wanted to let you know, I was so ready to boycott them, but I'm glad that, you know, we had that conversation and I feel a little bit better about it now.
Yeah, exactly, because Forever 21, they're fun, and what I was telling you was that I love the fact that they still, you know, they provide the affordable view of just what's hot, you know, for the everyday person. So, but what they do is they pretty much just look at the hottest fall fashions and they go and make affordable versions of it. And so that's why they're so hot and they're opening up stores like, you know, on a weekly basis, these mega stores. But a lot of the designers don't like them because of course, they're just basically inspirations off of their designs. And so people feel like, you know, well, why do I need to go to the top designer and pay $300 for a shirt and I can go to Forever 21 and pay $30, even though there is the known concept that this shirt is not going to last as long because they do use cheaper fabrics. But, you know, hey, you're like, I just want it for right now anyway. Right. So, you know, I'm willing to do that versus buy the expensive one. So a lot of the designers are not really fond of them. But, hey, you know, I think it's a gray area in the fashion. It's kind of like, you know, it's not illegal, but, you know, you never know. It just depends on your personal thoughts about it.
Well, and see, you know, for me, I'm pretty much, I think, like most of my followers and fans and people like you, if it's something really nice in quality or, you know, a fabulous jacket or sweater, I don't really mind putting the money up because, like you said, it's good quality and I know that I'm going to have it for a long time. But if it's something that's sort of like a throw around piece or something that I just want to wear and I know I may not be wearing the same time next year and I'm only paying 20 or 22 or 18 bucks for it, then that really doesn't bother me. But the fact of the matter is that I have to tell you, again, because I wasn't educated about this, all the lawsuits with the whole Forever 21 thing, and everybody kind of jumped on that topic, by the way, when I posted it and we started that conversation, which obviously people knew about this. I mean, literally what it did for me, it really just made me think twice about, you know, and I'm not saying I'm never going to go there, but, you know, I guess what I'm saying is that if there's an actual designer that designed something and I've got to pay, you know, maybe 25, 30, 40, 50 more bucks for it and because it's their actual design versus paying, you know, $15 or $20, you know, if it's not that much of a difference in between, I'm the type of person I would just go ahead and get it from the original person because the thing is you and I both know Forever 21 is not hurting for any money. I mean, you just talked about what is it, this big store that they're going to open up in New York City taking
over.
Oh,
yeah,
the
big Virgin record store that
record
was in Times Square. Yeah, the really huge, I just was reading somewhere that Forever 21 is opening that up. So, you know, that's huge for Forever 21. And a lot of their stores are just getting larger and larger and larger. And because that's becoming the big trend, it's like they're knocking the gaps out of the the league and some of the other stores that, you know, people would shop other than the bigger department stores. So it's just really starting to become a big trend. And Forever 21 has just opened up the couture line. They opened up a maternity line, a plus size line. So they know, you know, exactly what they're doing. It's just it's amazing, yeah, how fast they're growing.
Yeah. And like I was joking with you before, I said, you know, certainly, you know, Forever 21 could care less about the news lady $12 or whatever. But, again, my point was it was a great discussion that we had on Facebook, and it was something, again, that opened my eyes up. And thereafter, I think I was up for until about 4 o'clock in the morning researching the whole thing after we had a discussion about it. And I kept saying, oh, my goodness, I've got to go to sleep. But then I kept finding this and that and this and that. So I just thought that was really, really interesting. But it's exactly like you said on the stat, is that it was good food for thought and something to think about, you know, when you're spending your dollars and you're out there buying. So I really did appreciate you, you know, bringing all of us into that conversation. You see, everyone, she's not only smart and a great style director, she's up on all this stuff that goes on in the fashion industry. That's why we love you, Tam.
Yep, and you know what, I love the show too because we can just sit around and talk girl talk and like I said before, it's so informative because we had some informative information going on over Facebook and we just learned a whole lot about, you know, different stuff, so that's why I love it too.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we'll get back on schedule now. So this is my big giant pet peeve for us women, and I was certainly guilty of it too until, you know, I learned the correct and the right way. Is that it's so important that we wear shapewear underneath our clothes so that we can look that much better, so that, you know, our clothes can look smooth, so that you don't have to constantly see the sort of panty lines and, you know, your bra straps being too tight in the back and the whole bulging thing that goes on there. And the fact of the matter is that today in America, or in the world for that matter, we don't have to look like that anymore because there's so many different types of shapewear. I think Spanx was, of course, like the biggest one that everybody heard about through Oprah when the young lady came out with her line. But there's so many different companies out there as well as price ranges. So just what shapewear is.
Yeah, first, you know, shapewear is, to me, one of the most important things when you're dressing. You've got to dress from the inside out because that makes the whole difference in the outfit, what your underclothes are looking like. So first, I would say let's define the goal, you know, about shapewear. We're looking for that desirable silhouette. Like, you know, we want everything to be smooth, you know, no lumps and bumps, because it'll make, you know, the cutest shirt not be cute anymore, you know, if you got everything hanging out. So what it's going to do is it's going to reshape your body, and it's going to arm you with the confidence that, you know, you need. So and everything will come out with your smoother figure. So I would say just find a really good shapewear. Now, what I've also done is that I've gotten so many requests to carry a shapewear. So what I've been doing is talking to my designers, you know, trying out different shapewear, and I'm actually going to start having one at Hush on October 15th. I'm getting my first shipment in, and it's going to what it's going to do, I know, I'm so excited about this because I always have my clients over, and they're trying on stuff, and then they're just like, okay, yeah. Well, I know this will look better if I had, you know, some shapewear.
Right,
so I'm like,
right.
No, wait a minute, hold up. We've got to be armed with everything over here, Hush. So
exactly.
What we're doing is I found a great one, and it's a combination of nylon, latex, cotton, and spandex, which will give you that flexibility and that firm fit so that you're not sitting at your office desk and, you know, can't breathe. Because we all know some of the more popular shapewears out here, it's like you're in a body cast. You know, you're uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, I don't want to put that on today. So we don't want to feel like that. We want to be able to wear something every day and, you know, still be able to get that smooth look. So I'm so excited about that.
I'm excited too, and this there again, this is something that I love about At Home with Victoria. I always get to learn every single thing just from the first time as the listeners do, because I didn't know that you were even working on that when I said we've got to talk about shapewear. But like I said, I know that and actually before I get to that point, the thing that really is always interesting to me about shapewear and the important need for it is what you talked about. Like sometimes you'll go out, you know, whether it's at an event or, you know, just your everyday life, and I'll see a lady that has like a fabulous suit on or a fabulous cute summer dress, and then you can see, you know, the panty lines and you can see stuff underneath. And, you know, and it just totally, totally kills the whole thing. I mean, her hair looks fabulous, her makeup looks great, and, you know, you can tell that the outfit would be so cute only if it was not for that one, she didn't have any shapewear on at all, or also sometimes I notice that women put the wrong type of shapewear on, and I had to be really careful with that, too, because sometimes when you buy it, I wasn't sure if you buy the size that you are, if you should, you know, go up one size, if you should go down one size. So what I try to do is just try on, like, really, you know, a different variety of different kind of shapewear. And I kind of found two brands that really, really work for me. So I just wanted to give that advice, you know, to all the ladies that, you know, I just think it's really important that you actually try the shapewear on before you buy it because, you know, although they tell you to go by your regular size, I just find that didn't always work for me.
Yeah, exactly, because it's almost like, you know, a woman that's like a 34B, you know, on a bra size, and, you know, you take somebody else who's a 34B, it may not even be the same. You know, your back shape may be different. You know, you may have a different shape around your stomach area, so I would say that too. But you always want to get the shapewear that fits you like a custom fit. You don't want anything that's too big, and, of course, you don't want anything that's too small because then you have the bulging and the rolling over of the shapewear. So, yeah, you want to be really careful when you're picking your shapewear because it's really something that you're going to be wearing every day. It's almost like buying your underclothes. Like, you know, go to Victoria's Secret and get a nice bra fitting. That's what I always suggest to women. You know, I even had this happen to me. I've always thought that I was a certain size, and then I go in Victoria's Secret and they measure me and, you know, do the whole tape thing, and I'm like, hey, I know what size I am, and I'm
right.
Totally been wrong all this time. So, and it makes a difference in your clothes.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you say that because I know that a lot of the stylists like yourself actually do recommend to women that I think it was like at least two or three times a year that we should go and be fitted for bra size just because our bodies, you know, are always changing. And I really do think that that's a good idea. And, it, you know, that's not something I think that's going to take a lot of your time to go in and say, hey, can you, you know, measure me and go ahead and pick my size for this and for that. So I am just tickled to pink that you are going to be carrying shapewear. So that's basically, like, so far, everyone, the biggest headline out of tonight's show, October the 15th, Hush Boutique is going to be carrying shapewear, so I'm excited because now, I mean, it really is already sort of a one-stop shop place to go to when you're looking for fashions and trendy and also classic clothing, but that in itself just, you know, kind of tops every single thing else off. So we have some questions inside the chat room about coupon codes. Do we get coupon codes this time that you're on the show? Please say yes, yes, yes.
Yay, we do. We do. Fall is here, and
yay.
I want to get everybody ready for the new fall fashion. So what Hush is offering, we're offering $25. Actually, it's a little bit more this time. $25 off. Yeah, $25 off of any purchases over $100. And the coupon code will be FALL2010. So that's capital letters FALL 2010, all one word together. And you'll
great.
Get $25 off of $100. But it will only be for a two-week span. It will only be for a two-week
okay.
span. It'll start today. So, you know, don't waste any time, ladies.
Okay.
And everybody knows that stuff at Hush, it doesn't last long, so don't waste any time.
Right. Yeah, no, I can definitely agree to that because I know many times since I'm in D.C. once or twice a month for work and I'm not there all the time, that if I see something, I literally have to ask you on Facebook, hey, can you put that aside for me and please let me pick it up when I come because I know if I don't do that, yeah, it's simply going to be gone. And speaking of some of the fall fashion, I am so in love with that long sweater that I talked about as well as the military-inspired coats that you have.
What's really funny about the long sweater is it's perfect for that transitional period that we talked about earlier because what you can do is just pretty much put a tank top or a tee under it and the sweater is really, really lightweight so you still get that, you know, you still get that air coming in and, you know, you're not hot, you don't feel like I have on a serious sweater. But it also acts as your coat too, so it's a really good transitional piece. And I will tell you this, I got them in last week and some of my favorite clients were over the day that I got it and
uh-oh.
They were so, they had me cracking up laughing because they really came over to shop the summer sale. And they said, okay,
right.
well, we didn't come over here for this, but we know it won't last long, so we got to get this sweater right now, even though we won't be able to wear it until next month. So it was funny. But, yeah, that's one of the really, really good pieces, and I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah, I just simply adored that. And also what was interesting was that I want to say it was one of those military coats I had because, you know, whenever I see your items, I always post them on my wall just to say, oh, look at this, I love this. And it was one of the, I think it was the shorter military coat, and I posted that. And a very good friend of my brother, who they went to high school together, she emailed me and said, hey, Victoria, I went to boutiquehush.com, and I couldn't find the coat. Where is it? Where is it? So that was when I emailed you to ask you where it was. So but pretty much most of your fall items are in, and they're still coming in. We also do have a question. Do you have any sale on summer items? You've always got sales on stuff, especially when I'm over there.
Oh, really? Yeah, we do. Everything summer is on sale right now. Everything's pretty much up to 65% off, so you can go and shop the summer sales at boutiquehush.com. And we do free shipping, so that works out really, really good.
Oh, my goodness. I just simply adore you guys for doing that free shipping because you and I both know a lot of times you see something and you kind of have your mindset of what you want to pay for it. And then you add the shipping and handling in, and it seems like it went up like $20 from what it originally was. So I just think that is great, the free shipping. So I hope everyone who's listening that you guys take advantage of that. But also remember, and Linda, if you're listening also, if you could post this information on your wall and tag me in it on Facebook about October the 15th, that she will be offering shapewear as well as the information for the coupon code, and I'll do the same thing just to let everyone know. And also, I know school has started this week, so a lot of our regulars have been busy with the kids in school, and they may miss the show, and I definitely want to make sure that they know about these great opportunities that Tam has given us from Hush Boutique. So let's talk a little bit about travel. I know you did have a show, it was a few weeks ago in Philadelphia that was a huge success, and I know you're going to be on the road with a bunch of more shows. So tell us about that.
You know what, actually every spring and fall I hit the road hard, and what we do is we call it the Hush suite parties. And what we do is that we go to all the major cities and, you know, we showcase how fashions, and we have fabulous shopping parties. And they normally run over like a 2-month span. So in October, I'm going to be in New York for 2 days, October 7th through 8th. Then I'll be in Philly from the 13th to the 14th. Then I'm back in my hometown, D.C., from the 20th to the 21st. And then in November, I'm in Miami, and then I ended with Atlanta as my last city. But that's going to kick off the road trip. So a lot of my clients, they hate it when I'm on the road because they can't get to me, you know, as fast
right.
and easy as they used to. So everybody knows September, you better find me. Now, one good event that I'm doing is Champagne and Couture with
yep.
Posh Girl Events. That's actually, it's coming up really fast. That's September
mm-hmm.
the 11th, and that is going to be a fabulous event. I can't say enough words as to what this event is going to do, so you don't want to miss that. And you can find the link
actually,
on my website, Victoria's website, Jewel's website, everybody,
yeah.
you know.
And actually, speaking of that, since we are talking about that, Jewel will be on At Home with Victoria the 7th, which is one day next week, and she'll be on, and we're going to do 45 minutes with her. So that's all that she is going to talk about, and she'll talk about what everyone can expect, vendors like yourself. So she's really excited about that and about ticket information. And you and I both know Mima with Tiger Lily, that part of the proceeds from the Champagne and Couture will go to help fight breast cancer. So I'm glad you mentioned that. So I want to say it's September the 7th at 8 o'clock. Jewel will be on to talk about the Champagne and Couture. So make sure you don't miss that show because she'll give us all the details that we need to know, the location, you know, the date, the time, just every single thing. Because I know she's working very, very hard on that itself. And Linda, our producer, again, thank you so much for putting all this information inside the chat room. It is a September the 11th, Champagne and Couture. And also, just as a reminder, you know, if you are new to Hush, the website is www.boutiquehush.com. That information is on my website, as well as Linda has been doing a fantastic job, Pam, inside the chat room, and she's been listing your website and also the information about the coupon on fall purchases. So, Linda, we love you, and thank you so much. Michael was normally with us, but he's entertaining some folks tonight, so he's listening, but he's got some friends over. So hello to Michael and all of your friends that you're entertaining tonight. And as well as hello to our guests that we have inside of the chat room and our regulars who always listen to the show but may not join us inside the chat room itself. Tam, what else are we supposed to talk about? I didn't want to leave anything out.
We were actually going to talk about just being on a budget and still, you know, trying
yeah.
to be stylish, but being on a budget this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what? One of the things that I would say you got to maximize your wardrobe. I know everybody, I know all the kids are going back to school. Everybody's got tuition. You know, kids are going to college. You know, I know that it's a big, you know, financial time for a lot of the families right now. So you got to shop smart. You got to make it pleasurable and not a chore. So what I would say some of the key points to, you know, staying on a budget, you know, when you're shopping and still trying to be stylish, is you have to know exactly what you need. You can't shop, you know, for what you want. It's almost like going to the grocery store on a full stomach. So
mm-hmm.
you got to shop with a plan. You got to shop with a plan. So I would say for me, one of the good things that I do is that I keep an ongoing list of things that I need. Like when I'm getting dressed and I see that, oh, my goodness, I need a white cami, or I'm missing a black cami, or I'm missing a black tee, or, you know, a wide brown belt, I'll put it in my BlackBerry so that I know that if I'm in, you know, whatever store I'm in, I'm like, okay, I know that I need this. So that alleviates, you know, me buying just under, you know, just, oh, this is so cute. I'm buying the things that I need.
Right.
And that's one of the good things about being on a budget is that you're shopping for versatility. And you're shopping for the things that will, you know, work with several different outfits versus the one-hit wonders where you buy this fabulous dress and you can't wear it again because you know that people will say, oh, she just had that on. So, you know, just shop for versatility. That's a really good key for shopping on a budget.
Well, and I like the idea of you said, actually writing a list down, because you know, like most women, I'm the same way. I'll go into the stores, and especially if it's like Marshall's, one of those discount stores, where they've got those really cute tops, you know, for $16.99. And I'm like, oh, this top is so cute, and it doesn't cost much. But one thing that I realized about myself is at one point, you know, I would have went ahead and to go ahead to buy that top. But then I realized at one point, I'm like, my gracious, I've got all of these tops, and I haven't even worn half of the ones that I have. So I used to say, okay, Victoria, how about you just wear those first and then, you know, kind of continue from there. So, but that's something that I think with us women, it takes practice and it also takes discipline because you know how we are. We'll go, and it's the same way with me when I come to Hush Boutique. It's like being a kid in a candy store. You look at all this stuff and you're like, oh, I would look so nice in that. I need this. I need that. So I also think a part of it as well is just kind of having self-control. And that's a good idea that I'm going to try to basically write down what it is that I need. And I think what that will do also, it forces you to focus when you're inside the store as opposed to just, you know, kind of being scattered brain and picking up any and everything and just looking at every single thing and then doing that sort of impulse buying. So I think that is a really, really good idea.
Yeah, and a lot of my clients love me for that, too, because I will tell you all too many times, I will have some of my favorite clients, and you know who you are, ladies, who I'm talking to. They will come, and they'll just scoop up about 20 things, and you know, and they'll bring it to checkout. And I'm saying, okay, y'all, let's figure out what you really need and what's a must. First of all, let's figure out the budget. You know, what's the budget for today? And I will narrow down some of the outfits or some of the pieces and say, okay, you know what, you don't need this, or I'll have this for later, so we can't wear this right now, or this won't work with this. So, you know, I won't just say, you know, just buy everything because,
buy everything,
you know, you love
yeah.
it. Yeah,
yeah,
because I really love my clients, and it's about longevity with me, so I will tell you, you know, you don't need that piece, or, you know, this will work with this, just depending on your budget and just, you know, who you are, so that helps.
And I have I feel bad because we have 8 minutes left, and I've been neglecting some of the questions that I get during the show via email, and I do want to get this particular show in. This is a young lady who is listening right now from Illinois, and she wants to know, do you ever offer services where you will go to a client's house and kind of sit with them and look through their clothes and their closet and help them pick out what they need and what they should kind of get rid of and kind of help them do, I guess, I don't know what the word is, but like wardrobe reassessment or something? That's a good question.
Yeah, actually, I've done that with a couple of my clients, but the bad thing about it is that you're in Illinois and I'm here, so, you know, it's easier for my clients. I call them my VIP clients where, you know, I do a lot of house calls. I'll go over and I'll take certain pieces, because I know, you know, what they already have in their closet. I'll go in and say, okay, you don't need this, you do need this. You know, wear this with this. And they're like, oh, I never thought about that. So, yeah, I do it, but it's kind of hard for me to do that out of town.
Right.
And that's another reason why, again, you know, we talked about not having a store, because I do want to be able to get into that, you know, where I have a lot of my personal clients and I'm able to, you know, do the personal assessments on, you know, what you actually have in your closet and what works for you.
Yeah, and actually, I also want to thank her for asking that question, because that was something that I remember wanting to ask you a while back, but it, you know, kind of escaped me. So I, you know, because I just think there are a lot of us women who have all of these clothes, and you know, you buy clothes over a certain period of time, and there are things that you like and you're not sure about, and you got it, and you thought, oh, I don't really know about this. So it is nice to. To have a professional stylist like you to be able to, you know, to literally come to someone's home and kind of sit down with them and go through their clothes and kind of help them put things together. So, yeah, that's very, very cool that you do that. And with that said, so one of these days you'll be coming to my house, right, to help me.
Yes, because you know I can't wait to get to Ocean City anyway.
I know. And trust me, I always have a room for you and your husband and hubby and your family to come down and visit. And again, for those of you that are just joining us, or if you've been with us for a while and you're kind of new to the show, my name is Victoria Gaither. I'm a television news anchor, TV host, and all-around good person. And At Home with Victoria, we've been on the air for about a year now, and I basically try to focus on fashion, entertainment, fun topics, as well as news and important topics. So Tam is the owner and the style director of Hush Boutique, and she comes on once a month and basically, you know, shoots the breeze with me and talk about timely issues and any questions that people have out there. So we're always thankful that she comes on to be with us. And Tam, I didn't tell you, you know, originally you were only supposed to be on for 25 minutes, but you've been on for 50 minutes now, so I kind of snuck time in on you and didn't tell you.
Oh, thanks. But, you know, whenever you're having fun, you never realize, you know, the time is going away so fast.
Exactly, exactly. One last question. There's another email that I'm getting, and it's talking about the cities that you're going to. If you live in those cities that you talked about, how can people connect with you, and how will they know where exactly you're going to be?
We actually have a link on our site. You should see shop with us at the several events coming up soon. So I list all my events in all the cities that I'm going to be at. So everything will be listed on the homepage of my website. And, again, that's www.boutiquehush.com. So every time that I'm about to go to a different city, you'll see a new post. And I'm on Facebook all the time. So definitely, you know, if you're on Facebook, you know, send me a friend request and you'll definitely always know where I'm at.
Yes, that is true, especially on Facebook. Also, another perk on Facebook, you get to look at her beautiful wedding photos that I looked at the other day as well. So there definitely are perks to being friends with her on Facebook. But, Tam, sweetie, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And I hope you're able to come back next month because I know you are going to be on the road traveling. So as long as you've got a cell phone and you can sit down and be somewhere, then you can always be on the show. So I hope that your schedule works out because we just enjoy having you here. And you're getting to a point now where I do get emails where people say, when's Tam coming back on the show? So I hope you're able to make it next month.
Oh, yeah, and I think next month will be exciting because I'll be hitting the road, so I'll be able to talk about some of the different fashions and some of the different things that are going on in the different cities. So it'll definitely be fun. So, you know, I'm always here for you.
Thank you so much. All right, love. We'll talk to you soon, and I'll definitely be safe and you be safe traveling. But I will actually, I think, see you, I know, at the Couture and Champagne event. So take care, and we love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye-bye.
Oh, don't we just love Tam? Yeah, she just does a wonderful job. And the other person that I'm just completely mad about right now is Linda. Linda has been producing our chat room for us tonight because Michael Kay, who is my co-host and also producer, he has company and he's entertaining. And Linda, what's interesting about Linda is she said, okay, Victoria, no problem. I'm going to come. I'm going to help out in the chat room tonight. But she was in North Carolina, and they've got this hurricane that is threatening her area. So, Linda, tell me something about that inside the chat room before we get off the show. Are you bracing yourself? Are you buckling down? Is it going to really hit your area? What are the forecasters saying? So we just want to kind of wish you well when it does come to that. And, again, as Linda gives us the latest on what's going on with her in North Carolina, I do truly from the bottom of my heart want to thank everybody who listened to the show today. Also, our guests, if you're new to the show, come back and visit us again. Also, if you ever have any story ideas or somebody that you want to be on the show, just, you know, give me a holler on Facebook. You can always find me there as well as email me directly. We don't have a show tomorrow, but Friday we do have a show. Fabulous young lady out of the Virginia area, Donna, is going to be on, and she's going to talk about her work with Tiger Lily Foundation and why fighting breast cancer is important to her. So I'm excited about talking to Donna. Linda just gave me some information inside the chat room, and she says that, yes, it is headed for them. Linda, tell me what city you're in again. Is it Moorhead, North Carolina, if I'm correct? She says it is a Category 4 at this time, 30 feet wave. So that sounds pretty serious. So I just, you know, certainly hope that everybody who lives in that area is going to be okay. And, you know, you guys go through this all the time, I guess, but still nobody ever wants to go to it. Linda says that they do have their generator ready and waiting. So much love, Linda, and keep us posted on Facebook. I know you're not going to be out there taking pictures or anything, but if you do have any pictures that you want to share, let me know. And then if it gets crazy bad, We'll have to do a special show with you from North Carolina so you can give us live reports on the hurricane and what's happening down there. So, Linda, you be on standby to come back on the show so we can do a live report from North Carolina on the hurricane. And, again, it is a Category 4. But, again, everybody, thank you so much for being with us. I'll be back here on Friday. Don't forget, Tam has been great. She gave us the coupon code. Check out my Facebook wall for more information. And also, October the 15th, Hutch Boutique will start to sell shapewear. God bless and have a great evening, everyone.